T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us now, Hurricanes linebacker Corey Flagg. Corey, good evening. How are you?
How you doing, man? I'm doing good.
We're doing very well. Thank you. That's good. All right, Carolina, you got a big challenge coming up on Saturday. A team that did a lot of damage a year ago. How do you slow them down on Saturday?
I feel like we slow them down by just doing our job and, you know, playing Miami defense. I feel like we haven't been playing Miami defense to our standard, the last couple of weeks, and that's on us. As players, we haven't been playing to Miami's standards, to the standard that we know to play at. This bye week was huge for us, and we got a lot better. I feel like we're locked in and we're ready to go.
Corey, how about that interception you got? Did you enjoy that? And I know everybody asked the one question, why didn't you get in the end zone, right?
Yeah, man. I enjoyed, create momentum for the team. And, you know, it just felt good, you know, that spark just in general, just for an entire team. I didn't get in the end zone, man. I didn't see the guy to my right. I just thought it was the guy to my left. Caught me off guard. So, all in all, Coach Diaz coaches us hard and coaches as well, man. So, I mean, the ball really just fell right into my hands. I was where I needed to be. Coach, where I was supposed to be, and I was there.
Coach bragged about you on his show. He said that Corey just followed the eyes of the quarterback and it led him to the takeaway.
Right. My job in that play was so I'm a quarterback player. So, I was reading his eyes and like he said, it took me to the takeaway.
By the way, he's a really good quarterback, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a really good quarterback. There's a lot of really good quarterbacks in the ACC. We're facing one this week, you know. He's a really good ball player.
What do you think makes Sam Howell the type of quarterback that he is? What do you think makes him so good?
He keeps his eyes down the field really good. He doesn't make too many bad decisions. He's an experienced quarterback. Again, he doesn't make too many decisions. He sits in the pocket well. He keeps his eyes down the field. He can take a hit. I mean, he's a good player. He's a player that you want on your team, and you know, I can't wait to play him.
Corey, talk about you, the guys in front of you. Every linebacker's got to rub the neck of his defensive tackles, Ford, Silvera, and Miller, of course, and Hunt, and having him back, and then Leonard Taylor. Those guys got to have a great day for you to have a great day.
Right. Those guys have a great day every day at practice. They keep us clean. We communicate well. They try their best to keep us clean, and they always do, man. They do a phenomenal job. I love those guys. Those are my guys. I treated them before the season out to eat, man. You know, those are my guys, man. I love them. I communicate with them. We always on one accord, on the same page. I don't take it for granted what they do for us up front at all.
Did you pay?
Yes, I did.
Oh man,
he's still paying that off.
I'm gonna say those are some big kids. That had to be a big bill.
Yeah.
Congratulations to you.
Yeah, that was a big bill. But, you know, they pay a big bill for me week in and week out. So they deserve it, man.
All right, congratulations on that. That's good. Keandre Smith is going to come back. Amari Carter expected back. What kind of impact can they have for you?
Man, no, those guys are they're great guys. They're of course they're great players, but they're great guys on the field. Man, they're great teammates. They bring a different kind of culture and different kind of, you know, how can I say, like vibe to the practice. They're very upbeat. It's good to have Keontre back. You know, good to have Amari. Great to have Amari back as well. Both of them are, you know, great guys. You know, great players. Very fast, very physical. You know, it's great to have those guys back.
How about the new Corey Flagg? You spent a lot of time in the last year remolding your body and getting in shape. And how's that? How does it? First of all, how's the strength and conditioning program at Miami? And how has it affected your game?
First of all, the strength program is phenomenal. From Coach Feely, I'm on down. The nutrition staff is phenomenal. Kyle, they're great, man. I'm literally in the car getting back from the facility right now. I live there. I communicate with them well. I stay we always communicate on, you know, what I'm eating and what I'm putting into my body. I always get asked to work with those guys. They're phenomenal, you know. I mean, they're the best in my opinion. They're the best strength staff in the country. You know, they try to do the best that they can with our body, and you know, as you can see, they changed my body significantly, and it shows on the field. I'm faster, I'm lighter, I'm more twitchier. So I can't thank them enough.
We have to when you play Carolina, we kind of have to address a little bit. The big ticket item, which a year ago was their ability to run the ball. How do you prevent that from happening on Saturday, the way they prevent them from having the kind of success they enjoyed a year ago?
I think we, of course, have to stop the runs that they ran on us last year, the explosive plays that they ran last year. We got to play Miami defense, like I was saying earlier. You know, if we do that, we'll be just fine. Whatever Coach Diaz, you know, whatever he dials up, him and the coaching staff, it's great. It's just on the players to execute and, you know, go 110% and, you know, tackle. The coaching staff, they do a really good job at planning out, you know, the defense. It's just on us to execute it.
You have a new leader on offense, Tyler Van Dyke, the quarterback. When you get a guy like that coming in, he's a young player. Do you feel like everybody has to rally around him to kind of make this thing work? It can't be all on his shoulders, right?
Right. I think Tyler. Well, I know he Tyler came in with me. Tyler is phenomenal, man. He does a great job on and off the field. He shows great leadership. He does everything the right way, as he's supposed to. He was already carrying himself as the starting quarterback. As far as him, you know, just doing everything the right way and, you know, motivating guys. You know, he's quiet, but he's a great leader, great guy. Everybody's rallying behind him, but he's not, you know, I could just the guy that the way that he is, he's not overwhelmed with it. I think if you watched in that second half, he really grew up and grew into himself and got a feel of, you know, How does it feel to be the starting quarterback in Miami, at the University of Miami? And he grew up in that second half. And, you know, I think you guys are going to see a different Tyler this week. So, I mean, I'm excited to watch the show, man. I'm excited.
We'll leave you with this. There are periods in practice where you have to defend him. Your defense, number one defense, has to go against him. He gets some velocity on his passes, doesn't he?
He does, man. He does. He does. Actually, I was watching film with him today, man. He's a very smart guy. You know, just showing me what he sees, and you know what is he looking at. Yeah, man. Tyler's got, he's good. He's really good, man. And again, I'm excited to watch him play this week. I can't be excited enough for him. Yeah.
All right. Corey, we appreciate you taking the time. We enjoyed the interception the other day. We'll take another one on Saturday.
Yeah, that's the plan. Appreciate you guys.
All right, thanks,
see you guys, Corey. Saturday.
All right, take care.
Yep.
Corey Flagg Jr. joining us. Nice kid.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.